fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here with the Tuesday Morning Roundtable on Tuesday, the second day, disregard, the first day of February, year of our Lord 2022. The prepper tip of the day is to work on becoming debt-free. Credit card debt, especially high interest payments on an automobile, those things will just eat up your family budget so fast. I know it's difficult, it's not easy, but work on becoming debt-free. You'll be very glad you did. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We're joined by Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog, where you'll find 1 or 2 excellent articles written every week. And Jeff also has 6 books for sale at Amazon.com. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us, sir. As always, we have a caller on hold already, Jeff and Leon. We have John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to run something by you. You may or may not be aware of. Are you familiar with the police shooting that took place in Nashville 4 or 5 days ago of a gentleman on the edge of the interstate?
I'm not really. Why don't you go ahead and tell us what happened?
Okay, there was a 37-year-old man by the name of Landon Estep, who was estranged from his wife, had gone through Narcotics Anonymous, troubled individual, that was sitting on the guardrail south of Brentwood, Tennessee. Well, actually, I guess north of Brentwood on I-65. Police officer off duty stopped and was trying to assist. As a result, 30 minutes later, there are 30 officers. Freeway is shut down. He's surrounded by 9 with guns drawn, and I'm cutting the short. He's not really presenting a threat. He does have a box cutter in his left hand, but he's on the shoulder and there in the high-speed lane on a 3-lane interstate. So he's not much of a threat at that distance, I don't believe. As a result, another police officer comes up, goes in front of the firing line, carrying a shotgun on a sling. The body language of Landon changed drastically. I'm pretty good at reading. It was like, oh no, he's here. That's what I read by it. You can hear the audio and actually watch the video online. The nine police officers, he pulls his hand out of his pocket. There's a shiny metal object that they've yet to identify, although there is a picture on the police website, Metro PD website. It looks like a cigar container to me, a metal aluminum cigar container. But when he pulled that out of his pocket, 30 rounds were fired by nine officers. Many of them missed. They were ricocheting off the ground. Landon falls to the ground, is back away from all the officers. Ceasefire is called. The 25-year police veteran fires two shots from a shotgun into the back of Landon while he's on the ground, probably already dead. I'd like to get your response as far as overkill, whether or not, John, in your opinion, things were handled properly, what could have been done differently, and maybe a scenario as to why someone would fire two shots after ceasefire into man that's already on the ground.
Well, I'm reluctant to be a Monday morning quarterback when I haven't seen video. I don't know what took place. It's typically what happens in this kind of analysis is men and women who are relaxed, refreshed in a non-hostile environment and have no time restrictions. And this is not specific to this incident, are analyzing something that took place under street conditions with very restricted time limitations where decisions have to be made in a matter of seconds. That's a general observation of what takes place, and I've seen this in the courtroom also, where a jury of 12 men and women will have literally hours, many hours, maybe days, to evaluate the decisions that a police officer took seconds to make. Now, I'm not going to comment specifically on this incident because I don't know the details. I haven't seen the video. I wasn't there. And Jeff and Leon, if you have any follow-up, you're welcome, gentlemen.
Yeah, well, when the police ask you to do something, like get away from the edge of the freeway, do what they tell you. Okay. It's very simple. You don't have to get shot if you just cooperate with the authorities. They don't want you throwing yourself in front of a car on the freeway because that could cause a car to go out of control and kill other drivers. So, I mean, obviously, the guy is not cooperating with the authorities. And as far as the shooting, I didn't see it. I don't know. But again, if you have your hand where what you're holding in your hand is not visible to the police, if you get pulled over and the policeman's going for his gun, and it's happened to me before, because guess what? Somebody just committed a crime with a car just matching my car's description. You put your hands on the top of the steering wheel where they could see it. The way you make a police officer feel comfortable is you put your hands where he can see them. You don't put them in your pocket because you could have a weapon. And that's what's going through his mind, that you have a weapon. So there's just some common sense rules for not being killed by the police that citizens should follow. And this guy didn't follow any of them. So I don't know about, I didn't see it. You know, obviously, if you say don't shoot and somebody shoots, that's not right. But, you know. Don't show the police your hands. You know, show them that there's nothing in them if you don't want to get shot. But if you're stupid, well, there's no cure for that.
Okay. Leon, you got any follow-up before we move on?
Yes, sir. I agree with both of what you've said, and that, like you said, you know, we don't know what he was on. And when I think about the shiny metal object, I think, how many people have liquor or alcohol flask, you know, in their pocket? So I agree that the only saving grace for him was that, you know, 15% is what the average police can shoot in America and actually hit their intended target. So you are safe in that regard because they're not accurate. I agree. We don't know if he was on drugs. He was depressed. Opiates. Opioids. We don't know what the issue is. Drunk. And so, I agree. Having watched and seen many of these issues, I've taught my children the same thing. You get pulled over by a police. You keep your hands. I even stick my hands out the door, turn on the inside lights if it's at night, because there are too many deaths by suicide by cops and cops that are, because they're also, I tell them the same thing. I want to go home to my family tonight as well. So, you know, I try to diffuse any issue, whether it's, and so I don't drive drunk. And so I don't know, you said he was estranged. And, you know, I had never seen Mr. Doubtfire, but yesterday I saw it in the very last part of the movie. It was the last 15 minutes in which he was saying he loves his children and wants to be with them. And it's like air. And so if we think about that and people just consider the fact that, you know, we weren't there, and even watching video, you don't know how drunk this person is. You don't know their mental state and the depression. And so, yeah, a lot of mistakes were made. And I'm sorry to hear that he died, but it is stupid to pull over on the left side of the road. And if your car died there, that's one thing. But you can also get on the other side of the street if you want to minimize any kind of things of that nature. So, yeah, it's very sad to see that. I want to look that up and find out more about it. But I'm surprised that the video is even available to see yet, because the investigation has really started in the last 5 days.
Okay, John, anything else before we move on? Okay, I guess John hung up. We got open lines.
Hello?
At five. Go ahead, John.
There he is.
Hello.
Okay,
well, you know, I've been stopped as well, Jeff, and it's always in the same county, on the same road, and it's always that my vehicle matches the description of a vehicle used in a breaking and entering. I know what they're doing, and anyone with half a brain, John, you know this. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm on my way to work, and they want something to stop. So they're profiling the vehicle. What are you doing out at 2 o'clock? And they're not going to ask you what you're doing out. They're going to say, we're looking for a vehicle just like yours. It was involved in a B&E.
John. This is well known, and I'm going to tell you, this is for everybody. Beginning at 6 p.m. at every evening, 7 days a week, and going until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, every hour there's more intoxicated people on the road. By 2 a.m., well more than half, and this is a well-established, this is fact, well more than half of all drivers have been drinking at least some. That's why you're getting pulled over.
Okay.
Because there's more than a 50.
Well, here's the thing. You're not telling me anything that I don't know. I've worked midnights for 15 years driving a gas truck. I know that. But the first words out of their mouth is, you're not doing anything wrong. You're not speeding, but you're wearing your seatbelt, but your vehicle matches. So if they're pulling you over, profiling, thinking you may be drunk, but you're not doing anything wrong, leave me alone. Go find something to do. Do something else.
Well, I'm just telling you, John, that's where it is. You and I aren't going to change it.
I understand that, John. I understand that. But at 2 o'clock in the morning on a highway where there's two vehicles going by every 20 minutes and I'm not doing anything wrong, leave me alone. This is not East Germany. We are in a police state. I get that. I'm not anti-police. What I am is anti-overzealous, coming home from the Middle East police that are, everyone's their enemy. They're out in the middle of the night, and they're scared to death. They're living in fear, literally.
They're
they
not
got their
living
hand,
in fear at all.
I got stopped. Listen, John, I got stopped going home sick from work. I went to work, turned around, and came home because I was ill. I got stopped by a cop, said I was doing 52 and 40, and I'm only doing 40. I've got my window down. I hear him run my number while he's standing by my pickup. He is armed. I repeat, he has a carry permit. He is armed. The guy was scared to death when he came back to my truck. I'm not
the enemy.
How
long ago was this? How long ago was that?
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Really? Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And Tennessee is a right to carry state. Anybody can carry a gun. But I've got a permit, so I'm dangerous. You know, I mean, I understand that.
Well,
but
most police officers these days.
Lucky.
Most police officers these days know that a person with a concealed carry permit has been checked out by the state police and the FBI both. Most police understand that. Some don't, obviously.
Well, how many people realize, John, that if a police officer has a domestic charge at home, he can't carry a gun off duty, but he comes to work and they give him a gun. He can carry it at work, then he's got to give the gun back. He can be a cop, but he can't have one in the house because his wife has filed the restraining order or he's got a domestic abuse charge. He ought to lose his ability. He ought to be decommissioned permanently and unable to be a cop. If he's got problems at home, he's going to bring them to work. Don't bring them to work. You can't not be mad at your wife. Don't come to work with a gun because I don't trust you. That's just me. Maybe I'm just dumb as a box of rocks.
Okay, John.
This whole thing, John, that I was talking about on the side of the interstate, even a person in a sound mind with 30 police officers and you have 9 that have you backed up against the guardrail that are 2 lanes over with guns drawn pointing at you, what's going through your head? They're going to kill me. He hasn't done anything wrong except being on the shoulder of the road.
What he did wrong was not comply with the instructions
maybe
of the officer.
Maybe he didn't have the mental ability to comply,
well,
John.
Well, if you don't,
if he's
you
confused.
Right.
So
if
you
don't,
you go up
that's,
to him
that's,
and you
that's
subdue
unfortunate.
Him.
If you have a mental illness or disability, that's unfortunate, but that's what happens.
Yeah, and people die with a mental ability. It's unfortunate, but hey, he should have just did what he was told, even though he may not have really fully understood the commands. So let's just blow him away.
Well, he was in danger. If that's the case, he had no business being on the freeway because he was then endangering people's lives.
How many people are on the road or in town that don't have mental ability? You're going to make them all stay home? You can't control people like that. This isn't, I guess it is an animal farm, so it's an animal zoo. You can tell them to do whatever they want. If they don't comply, just shoot them like you do a rabid dog. No compassion, no mercy. Just put them to sleep.
Well, John,
I'd
I don't
like
think
to
we're
know whether
worse.
Or not. I would love to know whether or not the police officer that had ever had a relationship with this guy because his body language changed 180 degrees when that guy busted the firing line carrying a shotgun. It was like he knew him. Like, oh, no, he's here. That's what I got out of it.
Well, that's a leap in logic there, John, and we're not getting anywhere. So we're going to terminate
really.
This conversation.
Okay.
We're going to terminate this.
As usual.
As usual, you're right. And it is 8:18 p.m. in Bangkok right now. We had open lines at 512-248-8252. There have been some grievous incidents where a person had a hearing deficiency, was deaf, and couldn't understand the officer, and ended up dead. That's when these situations do happen, unfortunately. And I don't want to dwell on this too much longer because we're reading up valuable airtime, so let's just move on from there. Jeff, the... I just read a report this morning of U.S. Heavy armor being loaded up on transport ships on the West Coast, apparently headed for the other side of the Pacific Ocean. Are you aware of that, sir?
No, is that today's news?
Yes, sir. Just in the last, it was reported this morning.
And they're loading up. This is army units, or this is
armor. Yeah, U.S.
armor.
Well, armor
US
could be marine. Marines are.
I think they took the Marines don't have armor anymore. I think they took it away from them. So I think it's got to be.
They lost
drugs.
Your armor. Really?
Okay. Yeah.
We got a break. We got callers on hold. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. It's how I protect my home, my generator, my car. And you can also. A nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. If you buy two pieces, that's $100. Three pieces of equipment, that's $150 discount at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. Jeff has one or two excellent articles that he writes once a week, every week, I should say. And, Jeff, there's a way people can subscribe to your articles at jrnyquist.blog. Tell people how they can do that, please.
There's a PayPal button underneath every video or article, and you can just go there and help contribute to keeping the site going.
Outstanding, and I really encourage people to do that. I've known Jeff now for 15, 16 years. He had a weekly column in World.net Daily is how I first came across his work. He has excellent books. There's very few men that have sat across the interview table from as many KGB high-level defectors as Jeff has. Excellent, excellent resource, him, his work, and his books. Let's take our next call here, gentlemen. We got Chris in Florida. Good morning, Chris. Chris, you're on the air.
Hi, I heard the buzz now, so I guess now you read me. I'm calling about, was it John, the last caller who's yes. pulled over and constantly, right? And, you know, when that happens to me, riding a bicycle, because I don't have a car, you know, I just tell them that, you know, they say they're looking for somebody who matches my description, and I tell them, well, I'm not going to identify myself because I don't want to be track traced and put in your database, you know, get the cops to admit that it'll be in the public record if I do, so I don't want anybody to know my movements, where I go, where I travel. And, yeah, I ask them to show me the person for whom they're looking, the actual photo on their squad car computer. And I'm just describing one incident about 5 years ago where it really really went this far. And I told them, look, that looks nothing like me. I need to talk to your sergeant. So they get their sergeant over, and he comes and he has this poop-eating grin on his face as if, you know, what are you going to do about it? So I end up not identifying myself, and they're apologetic. And, you know, all the while, the second, there's the first officer who leaded up the operation, the second one who's constantly pressuring me to try to get me to identify myself. He just said, oh, if you would just identify yourself, this whole thing would be over. But at the end of it, they were apologetic, saying, oh, we're not brown shirts. We're not out looking to hurt people or to scare anybody, and you're free to go. And, you know, after 20 minutes, they have to either let you go or arrest you. They can only detain you for 20 minutes. And I'd also recommend check out my website, the Activism blog, for some tools like the public servants questionnaire. On my website is theliberationstation.com. I'm a host there on RBN on Sundays, by the way, 10 a.m. to noon on Sundays. On the blogs page at theliberationstation.com, you'll find the activism blog and, as I said, the public servants questionnaire if you travel all around with that. You have extra copies. And yeah, I've never found, unfortunately, with that incident I described, I didn't have it with me, but every time I have, the police always decline to answer. It says they have to answer your questions, spell out their probable cause, reasonable, articulable suspicion, their names, their sergeant's names, and it has a little over 20 questions on there. And once they look at that, they always hand it back to you and let you go. Everybody I've known has tried it. And and it has a lot of other resources there, too, how to fight them. Photography is not a crime, for example, another Cop Watch and Cop Lock websites. And as I was on hold with you, if anybody has seen that blog before, I just added a bunch of YouTube links, a bunch of YouTube channels while I was waiting on hold here that I'd been taking note of. And John inspired me to post up there that you know, you can see on video where people actually handled these situations quite well and sued, you know, ended up suing. You know, one of those good channels is Audit the Audit. So I'd really encourage folks to, as I say, go to the blogs page under the activism blogs. You'll find at theliberationstation.com.
Okay, well said, Chris. We appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Okay. Well, a person's got to pick their battles. For example, I don't want to dwell on this too much longer. If I chose to, I know how to legally drive my Lincoln Town Car, my beautiful black Lincoln Town Car with no Missouri license plate on it. I know how to do that. I know how to do it legally and properly. I know how to do that. Am I going to? No. Because I have more better things to do with my life than educate police officers in what I'm doing. I really don't have time for that. And we got a 5-minute break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, my website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there to educate you, inform you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. Really, a lot there. So check it out at my website. The Daily Intelligence Briefing is updated every 24 hours, put together every 24 hours by a friend of mine, a former counterintelligence agent. And you can really learn a lot there. I also should mention energy cleaners. It's been a challenge getting the back orders caught up, but we're pretty much caught up now. We got a few pending, and helping people get their lives back, get past the arthritis pain. If you're not doing the things you love to do, go dancing with your honey, walk in the park, ride a bicycle, whatever it might be, the energy cleaner will help you. Check it out at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line for your energy cleaner and your micro plush throw. They're beautiful, they're warm, they're cozy, at my website at thelibertyman.com. And my toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at Amazon. Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. And gentlemen, our next caller is Kathleen in Maine. Good morning, Kathleen.
Hi, John. It's Catherine. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine. Go ahead, Catherine.
Okay, I want to thank John from Tennessee for his upright, godly attitude and concern. It's a wild world out here. And I recall years ago, like 8 years ago, when I spoke with you, John, it was hard for you to imagine what was happening in my apartment building. Well, years later, nine men with keys, drug addicts coming in and out of the building in an upscale suburb of Boston, not in the projects or anything, okay? I got bullied and backed up into a corner. No one would hear me. They dismissed and wouldn't see the abuse of power that was happening. It was horrible. And I have suffered tremendously. And I, you know, not to start an age war, but Howin Strauss in 13th Gen, they wrote Generations, the Fourth Turning, 13th Gen. They say the pockmarked Generation Xers are going to have to get these boomers in line, okay? Listen, there's some naivety or total protected status, which also brings the naivete about what's been going on out here. We had men get in their apartments entered when they would leave. They were just doing it to gaslight you, just to have fun. There's competitions in Los Angeles on this issue. You document what they're doing in your apartment building, and you get a free month's rent. It is horrible in this unprotected world that we have been left. And I recommend 13th Gen, every one of you men, to read it. Opening chapter. We're walking up on a beach. We weren't even at the party. And we get blamed for it and discredited. The abuse of power is horrific.
Get blamed for what?
My generation.
You're on a beach. Listen, you were on a beach and got blamed for something. What was that?
In the opening chapter of the book 13th Gen, Howin Strauss, they wrote The Fourth Turning. You maybe have heard of that one. Generations and other books. We're walking up on a beach. The party's over, and we're going to have to clean up the mess. Okay, we are pockmarked, and we're wise, and we are streetwise. And I just appreciate John calling in and having concern for that abuse of power. And I just want to challenge you, men, you know, think about this.
Why are you telling us, Catherine, why are you telling us about cleaning up a beach? I'm missing something here.
That's in the opening chapter. It starts off in the opening chapter of the book 13th Gen. I don't know if you're not hearing what I'm saying. We're walking up on a beach, people that are, you know, not in this set protected status. The interest rate was 21% when I graduated high school, John. We did not have the world on the plate, okay? It's a whole different world out here. If you're in your 70s and you've been, you know, in this world, you grew up in a perfect time in America. What's going on out here now is horrific, okay? So the
I'm totally lost.
I don't know why. I'm an articulate speaker. I have stellar verbal skills. Read the book 13th Gen. He talks about how people who are not in this, you know, protected boomer, you know, born into affluence. And I'm not saying you didn't hard work. What's possible in your generation has not been possible for very many people with the economy. When I graduated high school, the interest rate was 21%. You do not want to be poor. Ever. It's dangerous, and the abuse of power inflicted upon people of modest means is much greater than those high net individuals. In that city where there was abuse going on, okay, the high net crowd, the police would come over and knock on their door and say, hi, let me know if you ever need anything. Yet when we had murders going on. No one investigated them, John. They didn't even investigate. They sweep it under the carpet. Not Dead Yet talks about these things. So that young man sitting on the side of that road, I feel sad for him. And I'm glad John called and shone a light upon what is going on because abuse of power is rampant. 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 We're not, if you know, you guys are all probably, you know, in a bit protected status, and that's, you know, good for you. But don't discredit those and don't excuse the abuse of power against those of modest means. Okay, I don't think that's right.
Well,
it's a book, 13th Gen. Read it. It's a great read.
I'm not going to read a book where people have talk about picking up trash on a beach. I don't see what the point is.
We got to the beach. It's a parable. And the party's over, and we have to clean up the mess that we have been left behind. Is it possible? I don't think so. It's an excellent book, and the authors are respected. Okay, I think you mentioned The Fourth Turning on air. And I would, yeah, you know, it's funny you would say that, because the cover of the book says, ignore, abort, try, retry, fail. That's the cover of the book. It's a computer thing, you know, the little error message, okay? Because we've been ignored. Our voices are not heard. But I want to thank John for calling in. And my heart goes out to the young man. And all of us need to be really, really wise, exactly, and try to educate the young people and try to get them off the drugs that have just swept the nation. It's disgusting. Well, it's sad. It's heartbreaking. We have left a crap hole for these young people.
Okay.
We have left a crap hole.
We're in agreement. The drug issue is out of control. Absolutely. Anything else, Catherine?
Have a wonderful day.
Okay. Thank you. We appreciate the call. Call number is 512-248-8252. Jeff, we talk every week about the threat posed by international communism. The armor being loaded on the West Coast is obviously headed for the western side of the Pacific. I don't know where, whether it's Taiwan or some other place. The threats made by Communist China against Taiwan appear to be a clear and present danger, wouldn't you say, sir?
Yeah. It's, well, look, Putin and Xi are meeting on the 4th of February. This is the 1st of February. You know, people are instructed, you know, to in Ukraine to, you know, the families of diplomatic personnel, Americans, are told to get out of Ukraine. The Chinese could then, if a war erupts in Ukraine, they could go for Taiwan, or there could be any number combination of military moves. Because if both of these countries, China and Russia, are basically allies, and if there's no opposition to one, if they move at the same time, they could pretty much do what they want. And we're pretty much discovering that right now. We're in a process of discovering that the balance of power in the world has changed. This lady before us talked about us being privileged. We lived in an America that was defended, and there's always been corruption. And by the way, I'm not wealthy. I don't have any money. I've always worked hard for what little I've got. But the fact of the matter is that we're under attack by communism, and communists want to degenerate the society and turn people against the government, and they want to encourage government corruption, and then they want to cause us to be incapable of defending ourselves so they can take over. And Russia and China have been pushing this agenda for decades, and now it's coming to fruition. We're at the end of the long-range strategy, communist strategy, warned about by Anatoly Golitsyn, the KGB defector, and by others. And now it's starting. We're starting to see it. But basically, if we don't surrender, if the West doesn't, you know, just simply run up a white flag, there will be fighting.
With the current administration, the odds of surrender are greatly enhanced, I believe. It's now public record that the Biden family has received $31 million from the Chinese communists. The Chinese communists own Joe Biden and his family, don't they, sir?
Yeah, basically. I mean, Armin Hammer, a KGB agent, basically helped Joe Biden get into the United States Senate decades ago.
Well, I've seen a photograph of never mind. We'll just move on from there. You've mentioned this before, but it bears mentioning again about the numbers of Russians, probably Spetsnaz, coming across our southern border into the United States. What they're trying to do is to do two things: destroy infrastructure and conduct assassinations, aren't they?
Yeah, attack command and control, mess with the communication systems, attack power plants, attack food and water supplies, things of that nature.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our next caller looks like Tom in Maryland. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, gentlemen. I hope you don't mind me harkening back to the police shooting in Tennessee. I heard the body cam audio of the off-duty officer who seemed to be spearheading the talking with the subject. And I'll tell you, he did a stellar job in trying to talk this guy down and to drop a knife. A lot of people have made a lot to do with what he may or may not have had in his pocket. I guess they're not familiar with the fact that you can kill someone with a knife, oftentimes even quicker within 21 feet than if you had a gun in your pocket. So to me, the issue of what was in his pocket really isn't a big deal. Although I do, and I'd like to get your opinion on this, Mr. Moore, as a retired police officer myself, I do have an issue with many of the police shootings that are reported lately and the number of shots that are fired. I know when I was in the academy, and I'll date myself a bit here, going back to the 80s, we were taught that we had to legally justify every pull of that trigger. So just because you were justified in pulling it once doesn't mean you can empty the clip. And I see that so often. What are your thoughts on that, Mr. Moore?
Well, let's go back to what the Glock salesman started telling chiefs of police and police boards when they started selling these pistols, whatever it was, 25, 30 years ago. Here's what they said. Our Glocks are so simple and so safe that you can save money by reducing the training time. That's what the Glock salesmen were telling the police commissioners and the chiefs of police. Therefore, beginning at that point, these departments started buying Glocks and reducing the training time of the officers with their pistols. And consequently, the officers are not as well trained as when you went through the academy. They think that they can make up for with poor marksmanship with having a magazine. And by the way, they're not clips, they're magazines. Making up with a high capacity magazine for the lack of training. And that's where we are nationwide. The officers are not as well trained as they were before the introduction of semi-automatic pistols. That's unfortunate, but it's a fact of life. There was an incident in St. Louis where an officer was in a shootout at arm's length, no more than 6 feet from the perpetrator, emptied his pistol, which had probably had 15 or 16 rounds, and never hit the person 6 feet away once, not even once. So if you only got 6 rounds in your revolver, you're going to be a lot more disciplined in squeezing that trigger as opposed to jerking off rounds, which is what's happening with these poorly trained officers that are equipped with these Glocks. I really don't like Glocks myself. Go ahead, Tom.
I've been meaning to get on with your Monday morning gun guy because I feel like, for me at least, the revolver was inherently a more accurate weapon. I wanted to get him to opine on that. In closing, it's interesting you brought up the conversation about the Glock salesman. I didn't know that, but I have suspected that a lot of these shootings and the number of shots that are fired come from officers who simply aren't trained.
Let me help you out here, Tom, and everybody else. The St. Louis City Police Department used to, past tense, have a very nice open-air shooting range down on the Mississippi River. Beautiful place, a nice place to shoot. And they had a backstop the size of a drive-in movie screen, and if you're under 50 years old, you may not have a clue what I'm talking about. But a drive-in movie screen is really, really big, typically 50 feet tall and maybe 75 feet wide. So it had been there for decades, many decades, and no problems whatsoever. Beginning in the mid-1980s, a hospital about 3/4 of a mile away started getting hit by random gunfire. And it took a while to figure out what was going on, but after a while they figured out, oh, it's police officers that are missing these really big backstop and hitting the hospital. So I had to shut down the range. How about that?
I believe it. By the way, if anyone's wondering why they haven't heard about the Tennessee shooting, the guy that was killed was white.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. We got a break. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Before we get to our next caller, I need to explain a little bit about Glocks. Personally, I don't like them. I don't like the triggers. The ones that Sam sells have been upgraded substantially to bring it up to a standard that I would consider even owning one. I was on a road trip and stopped for gas in Wyoming. State trooper was there. I greeted him. I said, "Oh, it looks like you're carrying a Glock." He says, "Yeah." I said, "I'm sorry to see that." And he just shook his head. "Yeah, I know." And I asked him, "Are you allowed to make upgrades to help the trigger on those things?" He says, "No, John, we're not allowed to do the upgrades for the Glocks. We're just required to carry them the way they come from the factory." It is possible to make a Glock to where it has a decent trigger. But on one hand, on the other, the way they come from the factory, no, not this cowboy. They can just keep their darn Glocks. That's my opinion of Glocks. Unless you do the kind of upgrades that Sam offers, and that's a whole different pistol at that point. Our next caller is Robert in Oklahoma. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Wonderful. What's on your mind, sir?
I just wanted to touch base on a few things here. For starters, just a suggestion to your listeners and callers specifically when they call in. If you call in with a point of view, I've noticed that they're looking for someone to agree with them. And if you specifically counter something they say, I notice they go on the defensive side and they actually get upset about it. The caller that called earlier, the gentleman that was complaining about traffic stops, I get where he's coming from. I'm prior law enforcement myself, left that profession and went into private security and did security work overseas, specifically because I didn't like the direction law enforcement was going. So I hear where he's coming from and I feel for him. But I've also found that if you will just try to make an officer feel comfortable when they stop you, and even if they stop you for a reason that you feel is not just, do what you're supposed to do, listen to what their commands are, and just handle it that way. You'll find the traffic stop is done and over with, and it's just not worth getting into an altercation with these guys.
That's right.
When it could depend on your life, whether or not you leave that situation or you in the ground, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Robert, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Very nice. We have top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.